This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Yeah!
Oh boy, welcome to another episode of Drag Her.
I love it. That was almost a Why Won't You Date Me opening, and I live for that.
I mean, that theme song is so silly. I don't even know.
It.
What is our theme song?
Oh, it's written by Twin Kids. They're very talented.
Oh, yes. I love Twin Kids. I knew this. I don't know why I just asked. It's because I never listen back to any episodes.
Well, you don't, I know you don't consume pods. You don't listen to pods.
No.
Well, but you have been to a Twin Kids concert. And you
I
said
have been
it
to
was
a Twin Kids concert.
The first time. You said you were very nice and said, this is one of, if not the only times, I've come to a boyfriend's concert and it was good.
And I was so embarrassed because Jean was like, wow, cool. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a non-compliment. That is like when people come to my shows and they go, wow, you're actually funny. I felt so embarrassed. It was so rude of me. But no. I was just genuinely surprised that he was talented. Boyfriends are usually never talented.
I get it. I take it as the biggest compliment, because that's such a bigger compliment than just being like, it was good.
Mm-hmm. No, you it was know? Really good. But yeah. Anyway, we should say that this is Drag Her, one of the only two
RuPaul's Drag Race podcasts on the internet.
There's only two.
It's so cool.
Isn't that wild? It's so crazy.
I'm so glad science has done its magic and found one other podcast on the internet that talks about Drag Race.
Yes, I love science. I love discoveries. I'm Mono Agapian.
And I'm Nicole Byer, and we've never been wrong before. And
we've never been wrong.
Yeah, obviously, if you listen, you know we were wrong last week about some key factoids.
Yes,
like
did not
Priyanka's
realize
ethnicity.
Yes, Priyanka is Guyanese. She's from the Caribbean, but also Indian.
She might be Indo-Guyanese, if I'm correct.
Yes, Indo-Guyanese. Okay.
Yes.
And Iona Verley is Two-Spirit. She is native to Canada.
Yes, she's Indigenous First Nations. And she's from the Inglakapm group of Indigenous First Nations people. And thank you, listeners, for correcting us on this. We're dumb.
Yes. We're big fools. Old idiots.
Oh my God, we're so dumb. It's crazy. You'd think we'd be embarrassed, but I'm kind of proud. It's weird.
I mean, I really own up to being a stupid bitch. Like, today I woke up, could not find my spectacles. I'm, like, pretty blind. I, like, really can't see. And I think it's, like, illegal for me to drive without some sort of glasses or contact. And sure. I just walked around my house for a little bit going, where are they? Where are they? And John was like, I don't know. Did you go to sleep with them? And I was like, couldn't tell. I don't know. He was like, did you take them off when you took a shower? Are they upstairs? And I was like, oh, who knows? And instead of like looking upstairs, I just started recording this podcast and I can barely see a thing. So if you see me refer to my phone for pictures from like Drag Race and I'm like with the phone in front of me, it is literally because I can't see.
I didn't know your eyes were that.
Mono, that horrific. Horrific. You were standing in front of me and we were social distance 6 feet away, I would not know who you were unless you were speaking.
That's really funny.
It's bad.
I think that is bad, and I've definitely, but that makes sense because like you don't care much for the rules of the road when you're driving.
So, I try to respect the rules of the road when people are in the car with me. Yeah. Because I don't want frightened passengers, but when I'm alone, I do my own thing.
Me too. It's so funny. I'm so in my car. I'm just like, I am the only one. I am the last one. Like every move that I yell at another car for doing is something I do.
Absolutely.
What is that? What is that like ego?
I don't know. Also, my favorite thing is to see a friend in traffic because I will fully roll my windows down and scream at them. Yes. It is my favorite fucking thing. I think people look so upset when they're driving. Like, okay, I saw, this will sound like I'm being mean, but I'm not. She was the fattest woman I've ever seen in the smallest car I've ever seen. And she looked so upset about it. But I was like, you can't be round in a Volkswagen Beetle and not look happy. Like, what? It was so confusing to me. And I know it sounds awful, but I drive a Jeep and I look happy at all times in my Jeep because it's a fun car.
It's a fun ass car. So, I fucking love it. I know what you mean. I think you have every right to call out that person.
Right, like, and you gotta match your car. If you're driving a Volkswagen Beetle, you gotta look happy.
You have to. Oh, I wish I saw this lady.
And she was
like
so
treat.
Cute. She just, like, also she was pushed right up against the steering wheel. Mono, it was the wildest thing I've ever seen. She was pushed right up under the steering wheel. She was so round. She was like so angry in the car. And I was like, ma'am, this is not my fantasy. Like, I need you to look so happy. But I guess it's not her job to like be happy for me. But like, you have a happy car. So like,
I'll say I drove by a girl who like, I couldn't believe how picturesque her car was. Okay, so she was driving like an old, speaking of Volkswagen, an old like nasty Volkswagen van. Yeah. And then I was like, when I was looking in, I was expecting to see like a nasty old man. But instead it was this like beautiful, beachy, seemingly mixed person who was like a surfing bohemian transporting surfboards. And
oh,
I was like,
boy, that's fun.
I was like, that's not real in real life. I thought that was like only on like failed early 2000 sitcoms, but she was real.
That's, yeah, it's so wild when someone's driving like a little rust bucket and they're stunning.
Yes, that is hot. That is so hot.
Well, we spent a good chunk of time talking cars and the people who drive them. Should we talk about Canada? Oh my God.
My God, you're kidding. You're kidding.
Canada's you got it. Drag Race.
You are rotted.
Looking, you are. Truly. That was truly so wild because I'm looking at the Instagram. It says Canada's Drag Race, but I was trying to say Canadian. I think what happens is I'm trying to say Canadians' Drag Race.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, Canadian people are on it.
Sure. Nicole, you are rotted.
Yeah.
You are gutted.
Fully sick.
You are a Gila monster.
Fully sick.
I will say they're confused because it's called Canada's Drag Race, but then on the show, they're always like, hashtag Drag Race Canada.
And yeah, I'm like, why do they do that?
They need to decide which one it is, my friends.
Maybe it
my
is.
My friends.
No, it says Canada's Drag Race on the...
Right.
Huh.
Well, here we are at the top of the show, and Priyanka's just survived the lip sync, mm-hmm. and they've kind of separated themselves into two crews. They're like, this is the top crew, and this is the bottom crew.
Which is so fucked up. Also, they're like, we're down to the final seven. And I was like, you can't say that. Like, the final five is, like, a stretch. It's like, or no, they said top seven. I was like, you are not top seven. You can't say that. It's like top four. That's a thing.
I know.
Top three. That's a real thing, you know?
Right.
It's like walking in day one and being like, wow, look at the top 12.
I mean, but people do that all the time, especially when they go home early. They're like,
yes,
I'm one of the top performers in this art form. And, you know, it's
I guess you can do that because
it's
you
just
did
to make
beat
them
out
feel
a bunch
good.
Of people. So you are top 12. All right, fine. So we're down to the top seven.
The top seven, the bottom 14, whatever you want to call it. But Priyanka's getting red a little bit because she just lip synced, but she's immediately like, I'm one of the tops. I'm one of the tops.
I love it. I love the confidence.
Me too. I mean, that's what you need to make it through this competition because, you know, it's like, it's just taxing as hell.
Yeah,
and
it's
the
hard.
Alleged bottom crew is Boa Scarlett and Alona. Mm-hmm. Do you agree? Do you agree with this assertion?
Well, I do and I don't because I really like Scarlett Bobo.
Uh-huh.
I think she's pretty sickening. I think she's fun. And
she's
think
done great.
Iona turns out some really fun looks. Mm-hmm. I think she's like, and then I don't, Bo is not my favorite, like not to be rude. She's not for me, you know?
Yeah.
She's for a lot of people. She's not for me. But I wouldn't
like
want
to,
I don't call her a bottom because I think her looks have been pretty sickening and I think the judges like her. But
yes,
that being said,
I like Boa.
Like the top girls also, they're truly like seven of the girls that the judges like the most and have liked throughout the competition, which is why they're still there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there's a top or bottom of these seven.
I agree. And I like Boa. To me, her edit reminds me of Katya on season 7, where like she has so much potential and she's not fully using it because like like you said, the judges love her. She's funny.
Love
and
her.
And then like she's kind of like stopping herself, which I can only imagine what it's like to be in that high pressure situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, otherwise Lemon, Rita and Jimbo feel very comfortable at the top. We'll see how that goes down.
Yes. So then there's a mini challenge. Jeffrey comes in and tells them that they are now fortune tellers. And Priyanka was very funny where she was like, this is like salt in the wound. And I was like, that is funny that you failed at like being a future teller. Now you have to do it again.
You have to do it again. And she did better.
She
on
did
this
so
one.
Much better. But again, she wasn't like worrying about an impersonation. Snatch Game is, I think people don't realize how hard Snatch Game is if you've never done an impression of somebody. But yeah, this was like a fun game. They had Crystal from Drag Race UK.
Yes, she's cute.
She's adorable. Fun. I was like, oh, that's so nice to see her again.
Right, because she was Canadian. I remember she talked about that on Drag Race UK.
Oh, she's Canadian?
Yes, I believe she's Canadian.
Oh, I just thought we were seeing a nice, fun friend from Drag Race UK.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that either, if that's the case. But she's fun. She's really stunning. She's a cute boy, too.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say about Snatch Game, like you said, isn't it, impression is second to just being able to be in the moment and riff, right?
Yeah, I think funny trumps the impression. Like, if you think about, like, the great impressions from, like, say, SNL or whatever, It's sometimes it's like, wow, they nailed the whole thing. Other times you're like, man, it's just a funny impression. And it's like nowhere close. Like, I'm trying to think of one that's
Kristen Wiig has some of those.
Oh, Kristen Wiig has a ton. Like, her Liza is not Liza, but it's funny. It made me giggle.
It's very funny. It's her take on it.
Yeah, there's so many that just like.
I want to say Armisen has some good ones that are like not correct, but they're just his funny brain's version of that person.
Yeah, I'm trying. Like, Kate McKinnon has a little. I mean, Kate McKinnon's great at impressions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to. I haven't taken my medicine. I guess. It's at the Walgreens. I can't think.
I'll say Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell didn't. He did like that Harry Carey. Do you remember his Harry Carey?
His Janet Reno.
Yes, Janet.
Yeah, like these aren't like the best. They're funny though. You just remember them.
Right. Yeah, it's about your take on it, honey.
Yes, honey.
So let's see. Rita comes in there. Her commitment's great. She's always good at commitment. She plays an old bag of bones, which is kind of one of her shticks, but she does it well.
She does do it well. It made me tee-hee-hee a little.
Yeah, it did. Ilona, she looked like a little evil Disney witch, and I loved it. Ilona said she's going to be a bitch, and I wish I was there to say, like, that's, like, not enough of a choice.
Especially when it's, like, your business is telling people's fortunes. Why would they call you if you're a bitch?
Right?
Unless you're, like, a friendly bitch who, like, tells it how it is. And then you're like, sorry, I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch.
Right?
But she looks cute. I gotta say, I really like Iona Verley's aesthetic.
Yeah, she does.
And I was,
peeping on
the gram, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
She does some gorgeous coloring and contouring and like for quick drag. And I'm like, girl, wow. Maybe focus on the psychic thing, but then again, work.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett's asleep. She's, okay. She plays an asleep person. That's cute. That's cute. That's a little bit Ronald McDonald for me, but it's cute.
Sure, a little Ronald McDonald. I love it. A little romper room, if you will.
It's a little romper room. The asleep to wake up is a little romper room.
Yes.
Boa gets naked. Boa made me laugh. Boa really made me laugh in this.
Mm-hmm.
Showing her tits, her four titties made me laugh. Lemon, I did not think she won this mini challenge, but I thought she was funny.
See, Lemon won the mini challenge if you were an audience member and you could watch the whole game happen. But like cutting in and out of it kind of takes away from it. Because it was like she was lying about the fortunes and then letting you know she was lying about them. I think it might have been the clearest game that somebody had, the clearest playable game that somebody had. But I think this is a sketch that you would enjoy.
Yeah, I think you're right. I wanted the piano moment to be stronger. I'm looking at everything like a sketch, but it's like, she didn't commit to that moment, right? Mm-hmm. I wanted her to be like, don't worry about pianos. Don't worry about people with knives, right? Because her whole thing was saying like, don't worry about these things that are going to be terrible.
Yes.
Okay.
Who do you think should have won? Boa?
Jimbo. Jimbo did this real. I just think she's done this character before, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
But I think either Boa or Rita or Jimbo should have won the mini challenge.
Yeah. I think I agree with you.
Yeah. Work. I love Jimbo's Pan's Labyrinth moment. She's such a weirdo.
She's such a weirdo and she's fun. I like Jimbo.
She's a treat. I have controversial opinions later about Jimbo.
Oh.
I mean, it's probably not controversial. I just think she should have won the main challenge.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay, work.
I don't know if that's controversial. I think the whole internet was like, Jimbo was robbed.
The whole internet probably said that. Yeah, for sure. So Lemon gets to choose these teams. So her and Priyanka are on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Ilona and Scarlett are on a team. And then Boa, Jimbo, and Rita are on a team.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to make a little legal infomercial
which
thingies.
I thought was very cute.
Pretty funny. I would say they kind of showed their funniness on this one.
I think
I was
all
impressed.
Three were pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wait, which one would you most want to be in of these concepts, just out of curiosity?
Okay, so the one that I liked the most until I didn't was Priyanka and Lemon. I was like, again, they did a sketch as opposed to a literal commercial. like just mm-hmm. a parody of a commercial. Like when it right. switched and they were like, oh, they lie. I was like, this wouldn't air on television. Why would, what?
Right. They're liars. They're cheats. Yeah. Who would yeah. be paying for this?
Yeah. I was that. Like, this is this. It was so funny up until you find out they're liars.
Yeah. And I, yeah, it didn't make logical sense. Sure.
Yeah. But that's the one I liked the most.
Yeah. That was funny. That
but
was funny.
I thought the concept of Jimbo's, oh shit, who else was in that group? Jimbo, Boa, and Rita Boa. Vega. Yeah. I thought the concept was really funny, and I do like yeah. that they talked about how, like, you don't touch performers, not just drag queens, performers. Do not get yeah. up on stage with performers. But I loved Jimbo in it. Jimbo was so funny screaming about her wedding. It was a little messy in execution, and I don't know if Boa understood the assignment.
Right.
But
right.
that being said, I really liked the framework that they were using.
I do too. I wonder if they could have zoomed out a little bit, because I like the idea of don't enter or don't take over queer spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they could have even been like, I guess maybe the resources were just limited, but like I would have loved to be like, this, you know, that means like don't do this in any queer spaces. Don't take over at a gay bar. Don't take over in a queer concert. Don't mm-hmm. like take over. Don't take over our internet spaces. Just like, I don't know. I was wondering if they were like, we don't just do drag bachelorettes either. Mm-hmm. We also keep people out of blank, blank, and blank.
Yeah, I think that could have been at the end, like a scroll of things exactly. that they take care of. That would have been great.
That would have been cute. Yeah. But let's see. They're working on their commercials in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. I do think the anti-bachelorette moment is genius. And I'm surprised our core Drag Race show hasn't had this conversation yet.
Yeah, it is interesting because I've been to so many, gay bars and uh-huh. drag shows where these women are losing their minds.
Losing
and they're
it.
Just like screaming over performances, and you have to be like, girl, shut the fuck up. I've literally screamed at people to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, there's funny videos of drag queens just truly pushing people off the stage.
Yeah.
It's so common. I wonder. And I think one of them put it really well when they were like, we're not your doll. Like, we're not yes. your play toy.
Yes. It's not like you paid $5 and you own me. It's truly, it's the same thing with performers. People really love to, like, pull on me or, like, mm-hmm. touch my lower back in a way that grosses me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, it's kind of like, too, it's like, I wonder, you know, it makes you think, are these the same people who are fighting for our rights?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you can't help but think the thought that, like, I don't know if this person really gives a fuck about fighting for my rights.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're just here to, like, they're treating one of the only safe spaces I have as their theme park.
Yeah. Yeah. That's shitty.
It's fucked up.
I mean, yeah, it's so wild. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who will experience something without wanting to fight for it.
Absolutely.
It's very interesting.
To draw an analogy, I have to tell you about this really quick. I was listening to this other podcast that was basically talking about how, like, it's really good. I'm just going to plug it. You should listen. It's called Nice White Parents.
Oh.
And it's about, like, kind of like the push and pull between white families gentrifying public schools and how mm-hmm. like that can bring more money to a school, but it also pushes out the students of color.
Yeah.
Long story short, they talk about how like all these people in New York signed this petition to get an inclusive school made. Like mm-hmm. all these white people signed it and they supported it, but then they did not send their children to that school.
Yeah, sounds about right.
It sounds about right.
Yeah, and it's like that thing. It's like, not in my backyard. So
exactly.
It's like, yeah, sure, an inclusive school can happen, but I'm not sending my fucking kid there.
Exactly.
It's so wild.
So that's why I'm like, if you're gonna come to our fucking queer clubs, march for us, vote for us. Don't just, you know, be like, it's so cute what they're doing.
Yeah.
Work. Okay, let's see. JBC. I'm going to say JBC comes through the workroom. He pokes at it. Okay, Rita says she got a finger in her anus once. We have to
That blew my mind. I almost forgot about that. Like, what was she, not to victim shame, but like, truly, what was she wearing that like a finger could slip in the butt? Two, what person thought they could slip a finger in the butt? Three,
did
anyone else see this?
Did she mean that the finger just touched the lip of her anus or got in?
I don't know. How horrific. I would be so devastated if someone truly thought that it was okay for them to stick a finger in my butt. How wild.
There's no way a finger got in.
No. I mean, no, you're padded. You got, I wonder what the full story is.
But maybe she wasn't padded because we saw her ass on the runway this week. Okay.
Maybe. Also, I'm at the point where like, if I was allowed to do an outdoor stand-up show and somebody wanted to slip a finger in my butt, they have full consent to do so. I am mono. It's getting tough.
I know. I want you to find a fuck bud.
I'm so close to buying a hazmat suit, cutting a hole in it, and just like fucking whoever. So she was like, don't get a hazmat suit. Just like ask someone to get tested first. And I was like, you stupid bitch. No.
Wait, I think that's a good idea.
No. The hazmat suit's on its way.
It's on its way. I hope you know that when you cut a hole in the hazmat suit, it doesn't work anymore. But
fuck me. What if I like tape it around my vagina?
I
so
do want you to get
no,
fucked.
Like air or whatever. I want to.
So
get
you're saying
I'm
like
so horny? Oh my god.
You tape. I really want you to get fucked. I think you deserve
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I think that's good. I think you can get someone to go get tested negative. You can both go get tested and just then fuck a bunch. Why not?
Yes. I mean, I've been tested. I've been tested like 4 times.
Right now, do you want to be kissing fucked or just fucking fucked?
I don't need to kiss a single soul. I just need a fucking dick in my fucking body. That's all I need. Just like a fucking, I just need to be railed. Oh my God. It's
yeah.
horrific.
I'll send my boyfriend over to rail you.
No, I could never. I love Gene too much. It would be so weird. Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Okay. I'll tell him. Then I'll tell him to never mind. Cancel the plan.
Yes. Cancel that plan. Okay.
Isn't that annoying when you, okay, we have to get back into it. But isn't that annoying when you like start like, someone's like, ooh, they're hot. And then they're like, ugh, they're like, now they're like a friend to me. This
yes.
sucks.
Yes. Gene is, we're too, had this been earlier in my knowing Gene, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Right. Because then it's like, ooh, this is saucy and he's new.
He's new. Mono said I can have a turn with it.
Oh, I'm going to fully cuck. I want to cuck the shit out of who gets cucked in that?
Are
you getting cucked?
Cucked because you're watching.
I'm cucking. I always get confused who the cuck is.
I don't know.
Are you
I'm
the
sure
cuck?
The internet will tell us.
Yeah, they will. They'll be like, you're wrong. Because we are. Okay, so should we talk about Stacey directing them? That was cute. Okay.
Yeah, Stacey. Oh, wait. Did the workroom happen later where Boa says that she was like assaulted?
Yeah, that happens later. That's important too.
We can save it.
I'll just quickly say, like, obviously, I love Stacey. I like the way she's. I like her directing them. She makes me laugh. I love Lemon doing that floaty split. That was pretty cool.
Very fun.
And when Boa said, "That's what she said," and she points to the wrong person, I thought that was genius, and it should have stayed in.
I thought that's what the joke was.
Me too.
And maybe Stacey didn't get the joke. But maybe it wasn't
possible?
Strong enough that it was a joke. Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I couldn't tell if Boa meant it or not.
Uh-huh.
And or did Boa panic and she was like, oh, okay, you're right.
And then it was interesting because I feel like Priyanka and Lemon were very much like, this is a wide shot. This is a mid shot. This should be a close up. And the other queens were like, press record.
press record. And they're like, there's props. They're like, oh, they got props. They were like,
it was so funny that like some people fully understood it. And some people were like, I don't know.
Ilona and Scarlett's reminded me of Nina and Valentina's sketch from season 9.
Oh, is like, this? Yes. Where they were just like hookers on the run.
Yes. And then they decide to go do RuPaul's Drag Race.
That was funny.
Nina and Tina.
Nina and Tina, where Tina, wait, who kept calling someone the wrong name? Nina kept calling her Valentina, even though she was Tina.
They both kept saying Valentina. It was a disaster.
It was very funny. I just watched a clip of Nina being like, I should have been Black China. And oh my God. I'll never get over it. I don't think she'll ever get over it. I should have been Black China.
When she does Nina. All Stars 6, I hope and pray,
she should enter. I really want her to come back. She's so talented.
And she enters the workroom as Black China.
Oh my God,
that
would be incredible.
Would be iconic.
I'm just saying, I'm a body queen. I should have been Black China.
Do you feel like she's not wrong?
She is a body queen.
Nina, do you think that we're coming for you, even though we keep saying we love you and we want you to do well?
I'm just saying, I should have been Black China. That's it. So sue me. I love Nina Bonina.
Me too. Me too. She's iconic and I love her Instagram.
Yeah, I love All Stars. Me too. I don't think I like it more than the regular season. I love the regular season, but like I love All Stars.
It's exciting in a different way. It's so exciting.
I think it's because the queens are already established. So it's like we never get the note where it's like, I need to see more from you. It's like, we already got it. Like I maintain. So I've been rewatching season 11. I think Vanjie should have skipped season 11 and been straight to All Stars.
I like that.
Because I kept asking her to do more. And I was like, she's already touring. She's already making money. She's doing what she does. And people are like, we love it. And then you go on the show and they're like, we need more. And it's like, but everybody been loving it. I think she should have been on All. Wouldn't it have been awesome to see Vanjie on All Stars?
She will be on All Stars. Like, there's no doubt about it. I literally think they were just like, this way we can have her the most
Fair.
On the show.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
And also, thank God she was on 11, because that, like, I like 11, but it is one of the less strong seasons, you know?
Yes.
yes. Okay. So then the girls, Lemon's like, or they're like talking about why'd you pair this person with this person? Mm-hmm. And Lemon's like, I just think everyone was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scarlett's like, I think you were being shady. And then Lemon's like, oh, so you don't like your partner? You don't like your partner? So let's talk about your... So, like...
I mean, it's easy to turn shit around on somebody when they do something like that. It's so funny. It's like, were you being shady? No, I wasn't. Everyone's wonderful and great. Oh, well, I think you're being shady. Oh, cool. So you don't like your partner. You just said it. Let's get into that. That's so funny.
It was a good turnaround. Good turnaround. So I guess, now we can talk about we talk a little bit more of bachelor parties, but more importantly, we talk about, we have to take a break. What the hell am I doing?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Bye. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it.
Factormeals.com/dragher50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Mono, where are you?
Oh, Mono. No, I'm stuck.
Mono.
I'm stuck. Oh. I'm in the break.
Oh, no. Mono, let me pull you out of the break.
Oh.
Which is a sound I have to make so much when I do voiceovers. They're called effort sounds. And you're like, okay, so you're digging a ditch. And you're like, okay. My first
You're
voiceover.
Digging a ditch sounds like you're getting railed.
You're digging a ditch. Oh, yeah. Oh, daddy. One of the first voiceovers I had, I was playing an elephant. And they were like, all right, can you just make some elephant dance noises? And I was like, sure can. And they were like, all right, and we're rolling. And I was like, wait, what? Is an elephant dance sound? I felt so dumb. And they were like, no, great question. And then they like made some sounds for me. And I was like, oh, okay.
Isn't it like
a little, it was like a little of like, she, since she talked, it was like, doot, doot, like, oh wait, I can't even do it. It was like, it was bad. That was so bad, but you know, whatever.
I love it. I love it so much. Okay, work, work, work. I also want to say, this is neither here nor there, but this is too weird to say. Have you ever seen those men's underwear bikinis where, like, the elephant trunk is where your dick goes?
Hell yeah, dude. They sell them on Etsy.
Those are awesome. That's all.
Do you have one?
I don't have one.
Buy one.
I don't. I need to buy one. I need to buy one because that's just too funny. Okay, Stan. Okay. So, okay, Boa shares a very emotional, real moment. And wow, what a shocking story. My God.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. And it sucks that you have to worry about who you bring home. It just sucks that, like, someone would do that in your safe space, like, in your house.
Yeah, that's really fucking scary. That's horrible. I hate that for Boa because I feel like there's already so much baggage that goes into being a queer person and like making yourself vulnerable to a sexual situation, which is like already like filled with so much judgment because like I know for me, like just escaping my Christian guilt for many years when I believed, I guess, and escaping that to just enjoy your natural sexuality is one mind fuck. And this is a whole other thing now that Bo has to deal with, which is heartbreaking.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
It really sucks. And I want to say, I remember, man, I should have been more of a slut in college because I remember thinking like, I remember even though I was a queer skank, I remember thinking, I remember still like using old relationship norms to define how I should interact with boys. Like, I remember being in bed with a cute boy that I wanted to jack off and suck, and I remember, like, not going all the way because I was like, no, first we have to go on a date, and then they will know that I am a good person. Mm-hmm. Like, I, like, had all this bullshit in my brain.
And he could have just asked.
I know, and he had a big one.
I'm so sorry.
I'm really sad.
I love that we're talking about Boa's assault, and you were like, I wish I fucked more in college.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I'm a disgusting person.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me? Yes. Oh, no.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. It's not about me. Boa, you're a brave, strong unicorn. Yes. Okay, so Tom Green is there. Have you ever seen Tom Green before?
I know that he's Freddy and he's fingering and he married Drew Barrymore. And for whatever reason, they put him in the beginning of Charlie's Angels and we didn't need it.
Yes, I will say I love Tom Green because his MTV sketch show was very funny.
Oh, I didn't know he had a sketch show.
It was very good. You should YouTube it because it was an early comedic inspiration for me. I, on the Drag Her account podcast, like, kind of poked fun saying, is queer canceled? because I don't think the guest judge should ever be introducing the runway.
Sure.
I personally don't. I think one of the hosts, maybe Brooklyn, because she's in drag and I want to see more of the drag, should be doing it. So I, like, poked fun at that. And then Tom Green commented on it.
Oh, my God. What did he say?
He was very nice. And he just said, well, I had fun, and then, like, put some rainbows. So he's a sweetheart. And I don't think he's listening, but I just want to make it clear. I love Tom Green. I just don't think a cis het man should be, well, like, starting the runway. That's what I think.
It was a choice. I was like, I don't know. I was just like, why is he? The format is funky to me. It is weird that, like, somebody who's not in the family is the one introducing. I don't know. It's interesting.
It's interesting. I agree. It's interesting to me. I'm here for it though, because, like, I am I'm enjoying the ride of this. I feel like this season, like, them finding the voice of Canada's Drag Race, even though, like, it has a really strong point of view, but I'm like, it's cool to be like, oh, this is how Canada does Drag Race. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So now our runway is Canadian Tuxedo.
Yes.
Inspired by Bing Crosby going to a hotel in 1951. And they were like, you can't be in this hotel because you're not fancy enough. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, wait, he's Bing Crosby. And such is the birth of the Canadian Tuxedo, which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Work.
Also so wild that, like, they were like, oh, he's famous. Oh, let him in. He's wearing denim on denim. It's a tuxedo. He's from Canada. Canadian tuxedo. It's like, just let fucking famous people who aren't dressed to standards, make them go home. Don't just, like, change fashion for them.
Yeah. The rules are always different for famouses. But yeah, that is fucked up that it literally got so much traction that they just said, put tuxedo after
it. It's so funny. He was wearing, like, a denim outfit. And they're like, tuxedo. Like, imagine if he was wearing sweatpants and we'd had, like, a Canadian tuxedo and it was just sweatpants. That's funny.
That would be fierce. That would be a gray sweatpant. That would be fierce.
Okay, so first down the runway is Scarlett Bobo.
Love it.
I love it. I think it's, like, really fucking cool. I like the yellow nails. I love the big fucking sleeves, the hair whipped to the side, the makeup's on point. This is fun.
I like it, yeah, the puffy, cool, bolero-esque jacket, the little shorts, her nails, the neon, the hair. I'm getting a good sense of her aesthetic, and I think it's impressive, and I think it saved her a little bit, because I maybe thought Scarlett and Alona should have been in the bottom, but I thought this was really stunning.
Yeah, I really liked it. Next, we have Alona Verley.
Okay, I want the outfit to be better, but I love her ass. And we have to talk about the ass moment.
Sure.
Yeah. I like her ass the way it is. I didn't see anything on her ass.
And I also didn't see anything on her tush, tush, tush.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been going to bat for Jeffrey because he's a friend. I don't know if he realized how that outfit would have, or how that comment would have come off.
Yeah, I agree. Like, we can disagree with the comment without totally panning him. But,
because some queens do. Like, I'm watching season 11. Evie Oddly covered herself in pink, even though you didn't see everything.
That's true.
You know, so some queens do, you know, put makeup on the body, yaddy yaddy. But that being said, a queen who doesn't, that's, I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't give a shit.
I'm fine with it. And I think that's a fun part of drag. I mean, if Crystal's hairy chest has a place in drag, then so does Ilona exposing her ass.
I will say my only issue with it is I wish she had hips.
Yeah. I mean, my issue is with the outfit, not her ass.
I mean, this truly reminds me of something I got from Rainbow when I was like 15 years old. Yes. Or like Dots, which is
or
a store.
BB.
Yeah. Or yeah. Like just one of these like fast fashion places from like the 90s.
Yeah. It's not my
but
favorite.
That
her
being
face.
Said, I like the outfit because it reminds me of that. I wish it leaned, and then like the baby hairs is very 90s.
Love the hairs. Love the face.
I wish there was hips. I wish there was hips. I wish it was a more fitted pant. I don't hate this. I think we can improve upon this. But I thought her face looked great. Yeah, and I really hated the comment about her putting foundation on her butt. It really bothered me.
Part of me wants to know if it was edited very sharply, I'll say, in a way that made me go, wait. Was that said there? I'm guessing it was, because they also had Brooke Lynn saying the same thing, which was unfortunate.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, oh, just because, you know, I guess maybe she had, like, discoloration on her butt. I don't know why. Maybe you see a stretch mark. I couldn't see anything, but maybe they were like, these imperfections you should cover up. And then it's like, that's what you should have said, that sentence, because then you could have heard what you were fucking saying.
And what's even crazier is the song they lip sync to is called Scars to Your Beautiful. And it's all about imperfect beauty.
That's funny.
And that's crazy. And then I mean, I want her to then show her ass more. I want her to be like, suck my ass because these scars make me beautiful, whatever you're saying.
And I think it's a shitty thing to say to somebody because now, well, spoiler, she wins the lip sync and now that's on her brain. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that's a critique that doesn't go away. You're like, oh, so I need to like, I thought I looked fabulous and you're telling me that like I look, my butt look bad? When I thought it was like ballsy to have my butt out and fabulous to have my butt out. Yeah, I really hated that. And I hate that it was co-signed. It really bothered me.
I think, and that's, I mean, that kind of goes into the sizeism that is pretty common in this franchise,
I mean,
I'll say.
A lot of thinner queens show their butts with.
Yes.
But also, I don't know if there's makeup on it or not. I just don't think they get criticized as much.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a common thing, because even if it's like a thinner boy butt, they're like, well, work. That's awesome. We love it. Whereas maybe this juicier plumpness was like, oh, no, we don't like it because we're shitheads. I didn't love that comment. But that's all. That's all. Work. Jimbo?
Boa.
You're right. Boa's next.
Boa comes stomping down the runway in an updated costume that Tom Green wore as a child. That made me laugh. And then I love that he called his mother and truly was like, I wasn't lying. Here it is.
Peak Tom Green. This was excellent Tom Green. This was like that, ooh, that, mwah, that, ooh, that chef's kiss of Canadian comedy. The beer that like Nathan Fielder, Mike Myers, that like fun, awkward, force my parents into this sort of thing. So good. So good. But I like Boa's look a lot. I do get what they're saying about the wings being so damn big. They like, they were like, she couldn't walk comfortably.
Yeah.
And the details weren't super polished on the wings. What do you think of the look as a whole?
I kind of wish there was fringe on the outfit too. Mm-hmm. I don't know where. I don't like, I don't want like a fringe skirt or anything, but like maybe fringe around the titties. Maybe like a fringy collar. I don't know. I just felt like it was a very disjointed outfit. But I also
liked I think you're right. I did too. I love the wig. I love the gold touches. Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe it is maybe it is just a little here and there. I liked it though, and I was like, damn it, Boa, please. I wish you delivered more on that lip sync. I mean, because I love them both, but like I just was like rooting a little bit more for Boa because I feel like she has just shown so much uniqueness. Yeah.
Jimbo.
Holy shit.
I really loved this. I really did.
This was incredible.
It was very Lee Bowery. There's this person on Instagram, Pissy Pussy, who does stunning looks just like this. I wonder if they did this.
Maybe. I mean, I don't want to overreact, but it was her look in everyone else on the runway, which is why
I really
she
loved
won.
It. I love the hair coming out of this patchwork denim ensemble. I love that there was a mask. I love that it covered her shoes. It truly is a stunning look. And it really reminds me of like the 90s and when I had like patchwork denim bell bottoms, and I think I'm gonna try to find some on the internet right now.
Do it. And they gagged. I mean, the judges gagged. There's no reason why she shouldn't have won again.
Yes, like, I agree.
Now Rita has won 3 challenges, which we'll get to, but I just feel like she didn't win this one. I think she did very good, but I did not think she won. Okay, so now let's talk about Rita. Rita looks cute.
Rita looks adorable, but also it made me question as to whether or not it was denim. And I was like, I shouldn't have to question during a denim challenge if this is denim.
Thank you. It did not look like jeans. It didn't. It looked her neck from the neck up stunning.
Yeah.
She looked like Brigitte Nielsen could never. She looked gorgeous. And, but I agree, it didn't look like jeans. And like the way that they clocked Mayhem, remember Mayhem wore a pink like.
Yeah, and they really hated that denim look. But I was like, but that looked denim. This doesn't look denim.
It doesn't look that denim. So I was shocked that then she wins this runway when it was like, it's good. I'm sure it is jean material, but like it did not scream. It didn't scream Canadian tuxedo the way that Jimbo's did.
Yeah, Jimbo's was truly just like head to fucking toe denim.
Yeah. Yeah. Work. Okay. That's all I have to say about that. I like the reveals and the titties and the pull-offs, but I don't know. It's cute. Priyanka.
This, again, does not read as denim to me.
Right. Right. I thought this was everything that had to come down the runway after Jimbo's was suffered for it. And I think this is pretty, but it's very Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, there's nothing... To me, there's nothing special about it. And I do think Brooklyn could have said in a nicer way, you got to comb your hair before you come down the runway. Because that was wild. I couldn't. I was like, this hair is nuts. You got to brush it just a touch.
What in
just
the Kelly
touch,
mantle
baby?
Is going on right here on this day? If you go back and watch the beginning of season 6 and you see the wig Kelly wears on the runway, you will be shocked.
That's funny.
Okay, Lemon.
They hated on this.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
I think it's cute, but I think the fairer point is it you do just kind of look the same as you've looked in many past weeks.
Fair, but I think Lemon's look is very like Rihanna. I think it's very like, I think it's like street fashion. I think it looks great.
It does look good.
when Brooklyn was like, you know, if you did like a gold belt and you didn't do the stirrup, and she was like, so a different outfit. And she's like, yeah, I guess so. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess, I don't know. I think this is sickening. I think the only thing I would change is the pant on the bottom to be a shade lighter to match her neck. And then I do think a stiletto would have worked better with a boot or a chunkier boot. But this is fashion. I think this looks great.
I think it looks good. I think there's almost maybe some of it should just be deleted to make it pop, some of the stuff pop more. Like maybe that middle piece could go away because I don't know. I did think like parts of it swallowed her up. I liked it. I almost wonder if maybe another wig color could have been like work. Now we're seeing something that doesn't feel so lemon.
Doesn't she wear like, but she's lemon.
Right. She's lemon. She's lemon.
If this was All Stars, they wouldn't clock the wig at all. She's lemon. She wears yellow hair. She's lemon. Her name is Lemon. I just thought this look got too much hate.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, that's fine. I can see that. I was the one of the ones I was less impressed with.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So we see the commercials. They're all pretty fucking funny. Mm-hmm. The sissy one did not make sense, but it was fun. It was really funny. Like, I thought they did a good job, but it was like, I don't know what's going on right now. Like, I don't totally get the concept of, yes, okay, you want to replace your sissy. But beyond that, it was just the same word said over and over.
Yes, they did just keep saying, sissy, 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 sissy.
Right.
Sissy, sissy, goodbye, sissy.
The bloody wig sissy, moment, sissy. Funny. Bloody wig mm-hmm. moment, funny. But yeah, I thought to me, I was like, oh, if they do teams, this team could be in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Though very funny. And then the Bells have a commercial. When Jimbo says, I'm Debbie Dickhole.
Jimbo's really funny.
Really funny. I mean, I like Bridget Big Balls and Anita Hot Dog, but I'm Debbie Dickhole.
Debbie Dickhole. Yeah. Very funny. She's funny. I like her. I like her so much.
She's funny. Great. This was funny. A little confusing at parts because of the casting, but whatever. And then the pussy protectors. This was the clearest concept, but the concept was clear. Yes. Then the ending, you're right, was
the
confusing.
The ending, I was just like, wait, what? Like, now you're bad at your job? Come on now.
Yeah. And the bandaged pussy diaper was very funny.
Yes, that was funny. I liked that.
That made me happy. Anything else you need to say about those?
No, I think we talked enough about the...
I do too.
The challenge.
Great. Critiques.
So, yes, critiques. Well, yeah, I agree with... I didn't agree with very much of these critiques. I was like, oh, okay. But yeah. Boa and... Iona Verley are in the bottom.
Yes, they're in the bottom, unfortunately.
Who did you think should have been in the bottom? Do you agree or disagree with this?
I get this, because Boa was just, like, not having fun. And Ilona was, you know, like they said, like, you know, we didn't love your outfit as much. So I get it. But I thought Ilona and Scarlett, I just thought they were going to go with the team and put them in the bottom. But I get that they just, Scarlett's look, they liked too much. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, we're doing what we want to do. We're putting these two in the bottom. And yeah, so I get it. I'm not too mad at it. I didn't like when they said, Jimbo, welcome to the competition. That was weird to me.
Yeah, it was like, Jimbo's been in the competition and killing it since day fucking one.
I know.
I was like, and she already won a challenge. What do you mean, welcome?
I know.
I'm just like, are we all on the same show? What is happening? Also, not to be rude, but the puns and the jokes coming down the runway are not puns and they're not jokes.
Yeah. Work.
It's so strange to me. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's super strange to me as well.
They'll just
first
be like,
draft.
Wow, okay. And I'm like, what? That was a bad example of how poorly they do. But it was interesting.
Den, you look good. Like, kind of a damn pun.
Okay. It's interesting. They'll find their footing.
Genius. Did they even do a genius pun?
No, I don't think so.
Very, whatever. They would loved it. Mm-hmm. So then they say, who should go home? Everyone says Lemon or Alona.
Wow. Yes. And I was like, okay.
Okay. All and right. Lemon's like, they said who should go home, not who had the worst outfit.
LOL. Don't you love when people just make a distinction? It's like, I don't know, girl. Like, just they said it, whatever. Show them up next week.
Right. And then Alona says, you're everything I wish I was. That's an interesting, I wanted to hear more about that. I maybe will next week, of just like the push and pull between Alona maybe feeling Lemon represents twink nonsense and vice versa, Lemon being like, girl, I'm not coming for you. I'm trying to open up to you. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, well, it's
Rita interesting. Wins.
Rita, wait, what?
Rita won.
Oh, yes,
that
yes.
Challenge.
I was like, she wasn't in the lip sync. I was confused for a second. But yes, Rita Baga wins the challenge. And I didn't think that was weird.
That was weird, I thought.
I was
too.
Like, wait, she was not the standout in her commercial. And then her runway wasn't a standout. It didn't even look like denim.
Yeah, that was weird to me. I think Jimbo won. That was weird. So the lip sync happens, and this wasn't a super fun lip sync to me. Mm-hmm. But it is funny that it's about imperfect beauty, and they were just being really harsh about one specific beauty standard.
Yes.
I think Alona put on tights, which also bums me out.
Oh,
I
feel did like she?
If I'm not mistaken, when you see her...
See,
that really bums me out. I'm pretty sure she like is wearing tights now since they gave her the critique. And
dang,
I was like,
I hate that.
That sucks so fucking bad. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that bothers me. God dang.
This lip sync, I was not impressed. I do think I think Alona did like better by a smidge, but I was not impressed with this lip sync.
Yeah, I think she did do better. I think she did deserve to win. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a tough one, because I was like, no one's really like giving it to me.
Right. Totally. This is one, I mean, shout out to Milan. This is one where you can just start ripping clothes off and shout out to Milan and like showing yourself. I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
So funny.
Do something. Show yourself. Go nuts. And Boa, like I can, and I relate to this, as I think maybe you can too, as a performer. I can sense Boa watching herself perform when she's performing, mm-hmm. you know, that which is death, as you know, it can be death to just being present in the moment. Mm-hmm. And it felt like she was watching herself perform instead of just performing the song.
I agree.
Work. And that's it. We have to say goodbye to Boa. So sad.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Loved her big old weird titties that were too close to each other, but I loved it. I was
Rest
obsessed.
Rest in peace, cross-eyed titties.
And next week we're doing a pageant of
Which
some
should
kind.
Should be fun.
It looks kooky. Who is this older lady they got? Who is this older lady they got?
I don't know. Who is she?
I don't know, but it's very funny. There's some like...
Wait, is she the guest host?
I don't know if it's the guest host. It looks like just a funny person they found to frown at them.
Oh, fair. Maybe.
What? They call it the first, and just to be a nerd, they call it the first pageant in Drag Race history, but we all know that there has been a pageant in Drag Race history. The first episode of season 9 was a pageant. Remember?
Mm.
With Lady Goo Goo. Yeah.
Oh, with Lady Goo Goo. Yes, Lady Goo Goo.
Lady Goo Goo. That's a really fun episode. And Lady mm-hmm. Gaga's there just being like, this was Nicola Formichetti before she left for Mew Mew.
It is very funny to watch someone literally watch iterations of themselves and go, ah, yes, that was stunning.
This was when Jean-Paul Decassier was still at Terry Mugler.
It would be the equivalent of watching a bunch of comedians do impressions of me and go, mm-hmm, that was funny when I did that. Like,
oh my God, I do want to see the Nicole Byer ball.
Oh my God, the Nicole Byer ball would be so depressing. It would just be a lot of like weird vintage t-shirts with cats on them. And then me being like, oh man, I want a dick. And I'm just like, yes, I remember.
Category is.
The day I was so horny, I started saying nom, nom, nom on the dick. Yes, that was very funny when I rolled off a desk. Yes. Mm-hmm.
My look is inspired by a time Nicole Byer fell down and refused to get up. I'm serving you, John. Will you help pick me up? Realness.
That's funny.
That's funny. Okay, well, girl. I'm excited to see how the top six.
Yes, we're down to the top six.
Top six. We'll see how they do next week. As always, shout out to us. Nicole, what do you want to plug?
I have a book.
Oh, right. A book.
Yeah, it's called Very Fat, Very Brave. You can get it anywhere.
I also have other podcasts. You can watch Nailed It on Netflix and tune in to the Emmys.
Yes! Wait, are they digital? They're digital, right? Are they digital?
I'm going to the Zoom Emmys in my house. Yeah, it's digital.
Are you going to dress up?
Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to see if there's any money in the budget to get me an actual dress. But I think Meatball's making me like a fainting gown, and I'm really excited about it.
A fainting gown?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Does that mean you're corseted in for hell?
No, it means it's like from like the 50s. It's like a flowy gown where you can like see through it, and there's like fur around the wrist and the collar. I'll send you a little pic.
Okay, work. That's fucking great.
What do you want to promote?
Find me on Patreon. Me and Betsy Sodaro do an amazing trash-based podcast called We Love Trash. It is such a good time. You are missing out if you're not into it. And follow me online at my name, Mono Agapian, on Instagram and Twitter. A lot of new exciting projects I'll be announcing soon. So soon. Such projects. With Jean-Paul Decassier. And so find us there. And I want to shout out a review. Please rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts. I'll read one real quick because you guys have been so lovely and supportive. And you are amazing listeners. So thank you for leaving these comments. This one's from Nicole Q. And it says, I love you, Nicole and Mono. I love listening to you both. And as a Canadian, I'm so happy that you are covering Canada's Drag Race now. Would you ever maybe consider inviting Brooklyn to join for one of the episodes? Sure. She's one of my favorite queens to watch perform, and I would love to hear some of her insights from being on the other side of the panel for the first time. Girl, if you got her contact, I'd be so interested to hear her join you and maybe provide some inside info from a different perspective or extra critiques, commentaries we didn't get to see. Also, this is the only Drag Race podcast I've ever heard of or listened to. I love it. You are so cute, Nicole Q. Thank you for leaving that comment, and we will reach out. I know she's a busy gal, but we'll ask her.
Yes. Yeah, that was such a wonderful little comment. Thank you so much. A great suggestion.
Nicole, I love you. You make my week so much better.
Yeah, you make my week better. Okay, right. Mamano. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.